Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102 103.
Former Galway United assistant manager John Daly was revealed as the new manager of Waterford FC last Sunday. I had a chance to catch up with Daly earlier this week.
John Daly, welcome to Waterford. How are you settling in?
Thank you. Look, I've obviously been here a short time and everyone's been very welcoming and it's been, I've obviously enjoyed it so far. So looking forward to the future and seeing what we can do.
Obviously, you would have you had a wealth of experience, obviously, across the League of Ireland. You mentioned just before we even started the interview, you know, being at Pats and Galway and in Dundalk. You know, what was it about this job that attracted you towards it?
Yeah, look, I think the connection with Fleetwood was an interesting one for me because obviously Fleetwood are a full-time UK professional outfit and they have structures in place behind the scenes that, you know, I think a lot of League of Ireland clubs probably are still striving for and still working towards. So it was an interesting one in that fact that when I spoke to the guys, you could really get that sense of, you know, the professionalism of them, where they want to go, the vision of the club. You know, I've obviously been down here as an opposition coach and manager, and I've seen kind of how loud the place can be. I've been here in kind of on the wrong side of results for my team and the other side, and I see how the fans can really get behind. So, it's an interesting one, as I said, from that point of view, but it's Premier Division football at a top club that are looking to build and to try and grow, and it's something that excites me.
Obviously, I don't know how much of a rivalry it is for Galway fans, but there seems to be a bit of an unspoken rivalry between Waterford and Galway whenever we meet. But, you know, what was the conversation like with John Caulfield when they told him you were going to be taking up a job here?
No, well, I'd obviously spoke to John about Galway and potentially seeing what that looked like, and then I left there. And then, to be fair, it was so quick in terms of when I left Galway and I'd informed them that I wasn't going to be coming back. It was a very quick turnaround from that conversation to Waterford contacting and having conversations there to being sat here. So I haven't actually spoken to John on it. My phone has been hopping from kind of the time it got announced to with agents, managers, coaches reaching out. So, but look, I'm sure I'll speak to John in the coming days and weeks and we'll have a conversation.
Obviously, you mentioned those agents and managers, I suppose, reaching out. Has there been any, I suppose, discussion about they've been offering players or whatever on the side of agents about people that you might be interested in picking up coming into the January transfer window?
Yeah, look, there's obviously always, even when I was out of work and I wasn't the coach, I'd be getting contacted by agents and players and people offering their services. But, you know, it's just about trying to really focus on what it is we need, what we want, and then trying to narrow that down, because there's hundreds and thousands of players can get thrown at you kind of over the course, and it's making sure that you have a system in place to kind of focus on the ones that can come in and improve on what's there and what's leaving. So so that's, as I said, conversations we've had as a club, and conversations that will continue to go and go on as we go forward kind of through pre-season and towards the season. Like, recruitment never really stops. You're always kind of looking at that next window. Obviously, just coming in and seeing, like, before coming in, I wasn't obviously aware who was in or out of contract, so I've only really got that information in the last 24 to 48 hours. So it's kind of looking through that and making decisions then on what we're going to do and how we can strengthen and how we can build.
Are there particular areas of the pitch you're looking to, I suppose, see improvements in? Because I know, obviously, a lot of supporters have been crying out for new defenders since last season.
Yeah, well, I think defensively, like, there's no shying away from the fact that I think over the two seasons there's been 107 goals have gone in, and I think it's important that we tighten up defensively. So that's obviously an area where we'll look and try and recruit. There's some fantastic players at the club, and it's trying to make sure we get some other really good players in to supplement that and to help and to make sure that we, you know, should we have any injuries, we have enough depth, strength and depth there to fill that. I think there's some good, obviously I've seen some good young players coming through the academy and that in and around the squad, which excites me as well. I was very fortunate as a player to be given a debut at a young age, and I am a manager that likes to give young players opportunities, and And yeah, look, so I think I need to really assess, as I said, first what's in the building. But I think without seeing what's here, I'm probably of the same thinking that we need to strengthen defensively, and we need to make sure that we don't concede as many goals, and we try our best to get defenders in to do that.
You haven't had a chance to speak to any of the players yet, have you?
One or two, just brief conversations. As I said, I've had quite a few busy days, locked in meetings and whatnot. So my plan kind of this afternoon, going into this evening, is to try and reach out to players and have conversations and introduce myself firstly, and then obviously see where we stand and then go from there.
How are you, I suppose, approaching those conversations with players? Because for you coming in, I suppose if you're on the outside, you might see, well, Waterford over the last year have had three different managers, two obviously interim managers being Matt Lawler over those two spells. Like, do you approach the conversations with players being like, look, I'm here for the long haul, like, because there might be a bit of player fatigue on the amount of managers coming in and out?
Yeah, look, of course, it is about speaking to players, and I think being honest, and I think that's one of the things they'll get with me is an honesty from me. I think I don't believe in kind of beating around the bush, and I'll obviously have honest conversations with them all of where I think they're at, and the ones that I probably don't know particularly well, it'll be trying to sound them out to see where they think they're at and what their thoughts are. I think it's important that the biggest thing for me, I suppose, going forward is like players that want to be at Waterford and playing for the football club. And I think, you know, when they go out on that pitch, they have to represent myself, the fans, everyone associated with the club. And it's important that we know that players that go out on that pitch are here for the club and want to be playing for the football club. So, but their conversations, as I said, we'll have. And yeah, that's kind of the next kind of 24, 48 hours is try and catch as many of the players as I possibly can.
The last 2 years, I suppose, specifically in the Premier Division, Waterford have had, obviously the first season was to stay alive, and then even there was talks about possibly challenging for Europe last season, which obviously didn't pan out. But for you, can you realistically make objective markers now, or is that something that comes a lot later down the line for you?
I think we have ideas in our heads of like, this is where we want to go. We know kind of where we sit in terms of the pecking order when it comes to budget. So like we want to be in and around the areas that we should be, and if we can punch above that, then great. But I think first and foremost, it's about, can we do what we're supposed to be doing? Can we perform to the levels that we're supposed to be performing to? And then it's trying to find them extra 1-2% that can kick you on. And you know, this league is extremely tight. I think on any given day, everyone's capable of beating everyone. And I think that's going to be the case going forward. I think that'll be like that for a while. So I think it's important that them games that maybe we kind of came out the wrong side of last year, or, you know, maybe just didn't get over the line in last year, it's trying to make sure that they fall the right side for us this year.
I suppose finally then for me, I suppose on the proper serious questions here, I want to ask, you know, it's your first time managing in a full-time capacity since Dundalk. Is there a particular fixture you're looking forward to managing on the sideline this season against a team?
No, look, obviously you look at the clubs you've been at, and like obviously had great time at Pats, even though Dundalk probably, you know, there was kind of a lot of underlying issues at the club, are still, and we got relegated essentially. I still have a fondness for the club and the people there, and the same with Galway. I was only there for a brief time, but great people, really good club. So yeah, you're obviously there, the first three that you will look for, just to see where they penciled in. But there's obviously some really, really tough teams and tough games in the league, and some good venues to go to. So no, I'm just looking forward to being back in, as you said, back in the hot seat now, and trying to compete with teams that are all pushing to try and drive forward.
See, and then finally for me, have you, since coming down to Waterford, been able to sample the culture of the Bla yet?
No, I haven't, no. So I'll look out for that, and no, I haven't actually, so.
Absolutely. John Daly, thank you so much.
Thank you.